News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Union workers at the big three automakers are close to going on strike. United Auto Workers announced 97% of its members voted in favor of authorizing union leaders to call a strike. The UAW is in contract negotiations with automakers with a 40% pay increase over 4 years among the union's demands. The current deadline for a deal is September 14th. U.S. military fighters responded to a civilian aircraft violating the no-fly zone around President Biden's Lake Tahoe area getaway. Lisa Taylor with more.
The president and his family are vacationing near Incline Village, Nevada, on the north shore of Lake Tahoe. Multiple sources report two NORAD F-16s and a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter responded with jets relasering flares to get the attention of the pilot. The White House says the situation was resolved without an incident and there was no impact to the president. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The pilot of an F-18 that crashed near the Miramar Marine Base last night has been killed during the incident. Scanner traffic picked up the initial call in San Diego.
We just confirmed the aircraft did not have ordnance on board. One aircraft down with one pilot ejected. Unknown location of the pilot.
KGTV says the fighter went down on military land east of the base and there was no other damage to the surrounding area. Still looking to the future, the Republican National Committee is bringing the 2028 National Convention to Houston, Texas.
I have no doubt that they will put together one of the best conventions that the entire country has ever seen.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says that choosing Texas is part of their goal to attract more Hispanic voters. The Toyota Center, which is home to the Houston Rockets, will be ground zero for that gathering. Officials in Hawaii say fewer than 400 people remain unaccounted for after the Maui wildfires. The death toll from the blazes stands at 115. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
You know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A judge in Texas is deciding whether President Biden should be allowed to use what's called humanitarian parole to allow in tens of thousands of asylum seekers.
It's an authority that the White House has, right, to parole people in on a case-by-case basis, and that's what they're doing here.
Javier Hidalgo is with the immigrant rights group RAICES, which is part of the lawsuit. He says these are people who are escaping horrific conditions and have family legally in the United States who are sponsored. Texas is one of nearly two dozen states suing to stop what they see as an unconstitutional use of parole. More money is being spent on mental health since the start of the pandemic. A study of insurance claims published Friday in JAMA Health Forum found spending jumped 54% between March 2020 and August 2022. Teletherapy increasing access to regular visits is one of the reasons. 45% of the mental health visits were for anxiety, while a third were for depression. The man behind 60s bubblegum classics such as Hang On Sloopy and My Boyfriend's Back Has Died, Bob Feldman, was a writer and producer of those songs and many more. Feldman, who was born in Brooklyn, also formed his own band, The Strangeloves, which initially pretended to be Australian to fit in with the British invasion. The band's biggest hit was that, I Want Candy. Bob Feldman was 83. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.